And I wanted to start out by saying you finished the elements. Actually, you finished 5 years ago, but you haven't. You're telling me you have not finished the elements. It's sort of like five element acupuncture. You've got a fifth element.
Right. Well, yeah, of course, many cultures think in terms of a fifth element, and people kept asking, oh, you know, what are you going to do now that the elements are finished? And I thought, it's such an odd idea that this construct would be, you know, imposed on reality. You know, for the Greeks, it was the classical four. And then, you know, in China, in India, in Korea, there are different versions of a fifth element. Some don't involve one of the classical four, Greek four elements. And I know in Korea there's wood. And so I started thinking, when I was in Korea, they said, well, are you going to do wood? Because that's an important element for us. And I thought, wow, that's cool. So when I had finished Seasonal Works, I had had some version of an idea about forests and grief and a particular time in my life, experiencing a lot of grief. So I started working on wood as a fifth element, and I thought, oh, you know, maybe the entire book will have that as a kind of presiding, you know, interest. But and so it comes in and out. I wouldn't say it's as dominant as the other, as fire in this book, or, you know, but it's definitely there. And ether is another named element that's often a fifth element. Spirit.
Metal.
Metal, yeah, metal.
I'm a metal ox in Chinese.
Is that right? Yeah, yeah. No, it's great, the fifth, the idea of the fifth.
We came here from Seattle, where I think they had 104 degrees a couple of days ago, which would have been, you know, 4 degrees higher than the hottest day in recorded history. And now a complete burn ban in the Puget Sound region because of the smoke from BC wildfires.
Whoa.
So fire, the element of fire, taking on the element of wood, and everybody loses.
Yeah. Well, the humans do. The species probably, I mean, we controlled natural wildfires for so many years that now we're in trouble partly because of it. Because this situation, you know, with this overgrowth of wood would have been taken care of naturally years ago in the Berkeley Hills. But yeah, exactly. There's a fire taking on wood and the collision.
Besides epigraphs, which have references to fire, as you have in the beginning of the book, how did fire work its way into your process of writing these poems? Did you have some notion as you sat down to write a poem how fire was going to pop up into it, or did it just kind of happen organically?
So with all of these books and the poems in them, and in the 20 years that I was working with the classical four elements, my process really varied over time. One such use way of doing it was that I would just kind of invite the element into my unconscious so that I would start being on the hunt. It's sort of like being in love, you know, you start getting fixated on, you know, will I see that person at the, you know, at the farmer's market, or will they call, you know. You just start being attuned to the presence of that element. So when I was working on Earth, it was very much more organic with Cascadia, because I thought that was going to be the only one. It was going to do Earth, Air, Water, Fire in one book. And then as things went on, you know, I realized, oh, geology, California, Western geology needed its own book. So then air and water were just, it was sort of by invitation. You know, they might even just do a walkthrough, like a reference to someone breathing in the air book, or space on the page, and I would make reference to it. And then in water, it was much more targeted to Western water and environmental water use and so on. And with fire, I was waiting to get to fire, because I'm a triple fire sign. astrologically. And so I was excited about it. And I thought, this is going to be, you know, exciting and a piece of cake, because I know it's just going to take over. And it had so much more varied presences than I had imagined. It was, it just, inner fire, outer fire, mm-hmm. world fire, conflagration, you know, end of the world fire, Occupy fire, all of those things. And so I just kind of let it, but I don't tell the subject matter what to do in my poems. I haven't for decades, you know. I just sort of like, I'm going to invite you. I'm in love with this idea. I like the idea of, and fire is such a cliche for inspiration, you know, for poets. It's just, it's a cliche to think, oh, you know, the inner fire or whatever. So I thought, how can I do it originally? And so I conceived of this idea of kind of paying attention to the seasons. And in, you know, my earth-worshipping pagan practice, I love seeing the changes of the seasons and the earth and the species and everything. So I started thinking, well, how does the inner fire and the fire in language and the seasonal changes that have to do with fire, how can those come together? So there's just that kind of dance with the four or five ways of the, that the fire appears.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.